Chapter 11.3 Section Summary.
After the American Revolution, U.S. ships sailing in the Mediterranean often faced pirate attacks by small North African kingdoms called the Barbary States. In 1801, the United States began resisting this piracy and went to war with the Kingdom of Tripoli. The United States defeated Tripoli in 1805. In 1803, the United States had also found itself caught in the middle of a conflict between Britain and France. Each of these two nations had passed laws to prevent the United States from shipping goods to the other nation. Many U.S. merchants ignored these foreign laws, and the British captured hundreds of U.S. ships trying to reach France. If the British suspected anyone on the ships of being a British sailor, they would force him to serve in the British Army or Navy. This process was known as impressment. While searching for deserters, the British impressed thousands of American citizens. Enraged Americans called for an embargo, or a banning of trade, against Britain to punish them for impressing Americans. In 1807, Congress passed the Embargo Act, which stopped trade with all foreign nations. The act hurt U.S. merchants more than it hurt the British or French, however. In response, Congress repealed the law and passed the Non-Intercourse Act in 1809. This act only banned trade with Britain and France. Britain wanted to protect Canada and decrease the number of U.S. settlers pouring into the Northwest Territory. To achieve this, the British government helped Indians in the territory to fight against the United States. One Indian leader, Tecumseh, hoped to unite the tribes of the Northwest Territory, the South, and the Eastern Mississippi Valley to oppose U.S. settlers. In 1811, Tecumseh traveled south to persuade more tribes to join his confederation. While Tecumseh was away, William Henry Harrison led U.S. Army forces against the Indians. The two sides fought in the Battle of Tippecanoe, and the U.S. forces won. After this, Tecumseh lost the support he needed to create a great Indian confederation. Many Americans believed that the British were responsible for encouraging American Indians to fight the U.S. Army in the West. Some members of Congress supported a war against Britain. These people were known as war hawks. Others opposed the war, arguing that U.S. forces were small and poorly equipped. Congress voted, and for the first time in U.S. history, it declared war.